صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there is a general misconception that a person falls ill as a result of fasting. But this has nothing to do with reality. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated, once I saw my respected father, Sayyidina Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi in my dreams a few weeks before Ramadan. He said, son, you will fall severely ill in the following Ramadan, but be careful, you should not miss even a single fast. As my father had predicted, I did fall severely ill in Ramadan, but I did not miss even a single fast. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal granted me good health by the blessings of fast. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, "Sumu tasihru," meaning fast, you will get healthy. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah azza wa jal sent a revelation to one of the prophets of Bani Israel, commanding him to inform his Ummah that if anyone fasts for a day for my pleasure, I will grant him good health and reward him greatly. Dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the foregoing hadith makes it clear that fast not only improves our health but also provides us with an opportunity to get rewards. The scientists of present age have also accepted this fact. Therefore, Professor Moore Pallett of Oxford University has stated, while studying Islamic books, I was astonished to know that Islam has given a great gift to its followers in the form of fast. I also felt like fasting, so I began to fast in conformity with Islamic method. My stomach was swollen for quite a while. Surprisingly, I felt an obvious reduction in pain as a result of fasting for just a few days. Therefore, I kept on fasting and recovered from my illness within a month. A priest from Holland, Alf Gal, has stated, I met several patients suffering from diabetes, heart and stomach disease fast continuously for 30 days. Resultantly, the diabetes of the diabetic came under control, the heart patient felt a decrease in their fear and breathing problems, and the condition of stomach patients improved the most. Sigmund Freud, a psychologist, has also accepted the fact that fast is an excellent cure for physical stress, depression, and mental disorders. According to a newspaper, a team of researchers and doctors from Germany, England, and America came to Pakistan in Ramadan. They chose Babul Madina Karachi, Markazul Awliya Lahore, and the city of Muhaddis-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Sardarabad, Faisalabad, for their research. The report issued by researchers after the surveys concluded that the Muslims suffer relatively less ear, nose, and throat illnesses as a result of performing ablution, wudu, that they make prior to their daily salah, they offer in abundance during the month of Ramadan. The Muslims also get less stomach, liver, heart, and nerve problems as they eat less due to fasting. And why should it not be so? As we just heard in the blessed hadith of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, that fast, you will get healthy. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.